The art department at Spokane Falls Community College is known for a lot of interesting, amazing, and relevant work. And they have an artist who is coming into town, who is in town, putting together what is called an installation. Let's initially just get a little bit of the sound of an aspect of that installation. Some of the sounds relating to the installation, which is going up Spokane Falls Community College, which includes an opening tomorrow at 11:30 at Building 6. That's the art building at Spokane Falls Community College. The artist doing it is Angela White. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
And let's just start right in on the sound that we've been hearing underneath us. What is that the sound of?
That is the sound of rain played through the player piano.
Rain through a player piano. That already sounds like a fascinating transformation. So let us know, how do you move from rain to a player piano?
How do I move from rain to a player piano?
And rain, obviously, this morning, something we can really relate
yes.
to. So your timing is great.
Well, rain is I consider it one of my natural resources in my studio. And so
especially because you live in Portland.
Yeah. I started collecting rain and fog and dew in about 10 years ago, living in Northern California. And so So the first piece I did is I just started collecting the rain on a musical score, and then I played that through a player piano.
Okay, so I guess get a little technical on us. You put a musical score out in the rain, and then is it where every raindrop falls becomes a hole you punch, or what?
Okay, so technical. I bought a player piano roll.
Right.
And what I do is I roll a blank one, and I roll the player piano roll out in about a 4 to 8 foot section, and I use watercolors, and I draw a very fine line with that. Hundreds of them. I have about 40 feet of rain for the performance. And then once that dries, I lay it on a big board, and then I walk outside with it. And I can record anywhere from 1 second of rain up to the most about 30 seconds of rain, depending on how the rain's falling. And so
because you don't want the whole paper to get soaking wet. You just need raindrops, right?
Yeah, raindrops.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of watch it. And when I feel like I've recorded enough of it, I go back inside, let it dry, and then I cut or punch out the spaces where the rain has fallen and made the mark on the line.
Mm-hmm. And then put it through a player piano, and that's it. And that's it. We'll just bring that sound underneath us. And it's not a concept you invented in terms of the ideas of random chance and the way we relate the random chance of our lives to art, but talk about why that speaks to you, why that motivates you, and why you use random chance.
I like chance because it just seems live to me. And I think of chance as an accident, you know.
So what does that have to do with art?
Well, I think it's playful. I think I go to the studio or outside. I don't like drawing any boundaries between my daily life and daily practice. Everything can be included and everything comes together. I can't separate things. Some artists, I feel, go to their studio and then they close the door and then it's all happening there. I've never been able to separate and put those kind of boundaries out. So I'm just, you know, I go outside and it's raining and then I kind of will bring that back to the studio, you know?
So what you're trying to do, I think, is avoid the sense that an artist sits there and pulls everything just out of their own head.
Yeah, I could never do that. Yeah. I think that my studio is my garden. My studio is everything. It's all the experiences that I gather up. And kind of have an awareness, and I'm constantly thinking about it, and things are churning, and I'll have weird moments of solving art problems that come out of not just the shower, which is a pretty common spot for people to find answers for projects, but anywhere.
Speaking with Angela White, who has this installation, what's the title of the installation?
Mixed Media Traps.
Mixed Media Traps. We'll hold that and we'll get to the traps in a minute, but I want to kind of back up, I want to broaden the idea of where did you start on your journey? Did you start as a visual artist? As a musician, or what was your kind of first impetus by which you called yourself an artist?
I would say ceramics. I have my first degree is in ceramics and clay.
Mm-hmm.
So really a functional understanding form.
Yeah, and talk about working in clay, because I've heard it referred to that it's just so, you know, it's your hands, it's you interacting with the medium. How do you feel about the act of creating in clay?
Oh, it's, for me, it's the only material, like you can press into it and it just absorbs your mark. It's just really, it's a beautiful material to document.
Mm-hmm.
Every mark, and it kind of absorbs everything from you. I mean, you leave it in a bag of clay, a plastic bag, and then once you pull that out of there and you start handling it, it's easily absorbs the mark like no other material, not like a piece of wood, not like anything else. And so I found that fascinating, the tactileness of it. I feel like you can make anything. There's nothing you can't make out of clay. And so you build houses out of clay. I mean, it's in architecture. It's in the cup you drink your coffee out of. It's the structure around you in a brick building. So it's a very common daily material for me.
As you've moved from working with a specific medium to broadening out and the things you've described of the chance elements, such as taking something out into the rain, does the issue of ego, or mostly of not ego, come in here? Have you given thought to that? Are you trying to say that art is something different or more than just your ego, that you, Angela White, is going to create this work of art?
I feel it's definitely a collaboration.
Between you and
nature, me and the rain. In a collaboration, I think, in the sense that a photographer might have with the contents visually in their images. And so, but it's a collaboration with the rain. I'm not making those sounds, I'm recording those sounds. I feel it's important to work with the environment around me. It definitely feels right.
Mm-hmm. And what about the artistic vision part of interacting with the environment? What can or will you do relative to rain or the environment that anybody and everybody wouldn't do or couldn't do?
I don't think there's anything that I'm doing that's too process or especially that only I could do. I mm-hmm. think anybody can do what I've done. You know, you can draw lines on a piece of paper and go out there and record the rain yourself and get a beautiful image.
So are you suggesting that maybe that's one of the things you're saying with your art, of encouraging people to think differently about what's around them?
Yeah, definitely. And like the what you use as your material. And I definitely think water is, the bigger idea is water. So I think that water is definitely, with everything that's happening, it's definitely kind of making a cloud mm-hmm. over my process. Yes.
Yeah. And back to the title. It was three words, the third of which was traps. Tell me again the title of the installation.
Mixed media traps.
Mixed media traps. Okay. What are the traps you're talking about?
Sometimes. I feel like sometimes I get trapped in my processes and in my studio, and that I'm moving in and out of all these different materials. And that's just one way to look at it, in the process, but also some of the other pieces in the gallery. There's video, there's installation, there's photography. I mean, there's everything. For me, it's like this kind of wonderful material trap to be in, where I'm moving in and out of all of them.
And that's what this exhibit has, is a lot of different things.
Yes.
The things you were just describing.
Everything.
Go ahead and describe a little bit more. So we've described the fact that there will be a player piano brought in, and it will be playing the result of the rain piece, but how do you then, what are some of the other arts that are going to be in the installation? How do they relate to this, or do they?
They relate in the sense that everything, most of everything relates back to water and all of its different forms. The biggest installation in the show is called Money Fog, and I collected fog, and
you collected fog.
I collected fog.
How do you collect fog?
How do you collect fog? So, I've collected fog on a sheet of glass, and I printed it in my darkroom as a photogram. Hmm. So instead of, I was thinking about different ways to record and document the places where I was living, and instead of taking an image of a landscape, a visual image, I decided to document the atmosphere in which I was living. And so living in Northern California, there's a lot of fog, and I recorded it, and I have there'll be, I think, 8 or 9 photograms on the wall. And Yeah.
And so this is part of the installation that's going up now. I assume you said you've been in town you've been here just intensely working 16 hours a day to put this together. And then the opening, the official opening tomorrow at 11:30, where you'll be present to answer questions, or do you give a kind of presentation, describe it? What do you do tomorrow at 11:30?
Well, I'll play the player piano for about 20 minutes, and I'll be available to kind of answer questions and talk to whoever comes in about any of the work, and just kind of be present for a little while after the performance to engage in the people that show up.
Yeah. And Angela White, whose show at Spokane Falls Community College, we're talking about. What are some things you're imagining you're going to be doing in the next year or two? Are you just starting to experiment with some other relational things, with some other mediums?
Other than water. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I think the experimentation, like right now, it's hard for me to go past this because I haven't the installation for me is pretty experimental. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a new way for me to combine all the different materials and ideas that I work in, and I've never brought this abundance together in one space. And I'd like to go. I'd like the next step to be the next evolution of this exhibition. Take this exhibition, think about it, and transform it, and go a little bit more ephemeral. Because if I feel like I've created the space with this show to kind of, you know, push it for the next one. Mm-hmm. So it'll kind of be an evolution of this exhibition will be where I'm going to go.
Is this the first iteration of this exhibition? Is this kind of the opening of this?
Yes. I would definitely say it's a different, it encompasses work that I made in 2007 to work that I made while I was installing. And so it's a huge
As in
body.
Last night. Yeah. This morning. Yeah.
It's still very fresh for me, and I still haven't come to completely understand what I've done, because I'm going through the space and editing, and it's not about each piece. You can go into the space and you can have an experience with each individual piece. For me, it's more about what's happening in between, and that's the mixed media trap. It's like the spaces in between all of the work that you get kind of trapped in, and you'll that your thoughts get trapped in the making process. And so that's the space I love to be in. So.
And you're coming back at the end of the exhibition on May 18th, and then are you also going to be there for a public closing or something like that?
I don't know if it'll be a public closing, but I will be here deinstalling the exhibition, and I'll be visiting with the students that mm-hmm. helped out with the install. So I'll be there, but there's no public. I don't know that Tom will have a public closing or not.
But then you will have a chance to hear from the students what it did for them, and maybe you'll even have a chance to decide for yourself more of these answers.
I hope so. Yeah, I definitely want to come in and have more time with the piece. Today I'll be there documenting the work and kind of absorbing it. There's feeling in the in-between of the work. But yeah, today it's a day that I'm going to be there absorbing and taking mm-hmm. what I want to take away with it.
Building 6 of Spokane Falls Community College, the art building. And so that is opening officially tomorrow at 11:30 with my guest Angela White. And then it will run until May 18th. And so just about a month and a half, or just a little over a month, that it will be running. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Vern.
In the back of this, we'll take a little bit more of the player piano sound in the back. That random player piano piece, which is part of this exhibition at Spokane Falls Community College.